Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue right on in a message I began this past Monday, which is dreams, visions from eternity. And with the Lord's help and through Scripture and by His grace, I want to encourage you to be able to step out in the days and weeks and months following. You know, I always love that phrase that says, you know, today is the beginning of the rest of your life. We can, with the Lord's help and strength, forget those things that are behind us. Today is a new day, and He wants us to live life to the fullest. And He has placed within the heart and spirit of every born-again child of God certain purposes and plans for their lives. It's a divine destiny that God has placed within our spirit, and those dreams we begin to become aware of, that vision, and sometimes we don't even share it with anyone, and we think, oh no, that can't, I could never possibly do that. But you know, the persistent thing about the Holy Spirit, if it's really of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't go away. It stays there. And you think, oh no, but you know what? If you're just will be bold and courageous and trust Him, He'll help you. He never just throws you out like, you know, some do. They throw, I remember for our first puppy, of course, it's different for dogs. You know, we put, Brother Glass and I, we went on our very first camping trip, we put Sabrina in a very small little, well, it wasn't very deep, but it was an area that she could swim, and she was a Newfoundland mix, and they're St. Bernards to the water, and so we kind of threw her in very gently, but being a dog, she didn't have to be taught. She just knew right away. However, I guess sometimes people throw kids in, you know, it's like, well, try to swim. However, the Lord's not like that. He's very gentle with us, and He won't ever let us drown. And so, beloved, whatever it is that's before you now, and there might be some challenges you think that they are just going to overwhelm you, that you are not sufficient in your resources to accomplish whatever it is that's before you. But you know what? You probably aren't. But through the strength of God, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that's the Word of God, beloved. His Word is founded on truth. Jesus came. He said, we always say, well, Jesus came to save sinners. But you know what his actual mission in life was? He spoke to Pilate and he said, I am come into the world that I might bear witness to the truth. And that truth, of course, encompassed and included the fact that we are all sinners and He came to redeem us and restore us to fellowship with God. But He came to bear witness to the truth. And beloved, God is a God of truth. There is no darkness. There are no lies in Him. He is perfect in all His ways, and He wants you filled with joy. He wants you, beloved brother and sister, to live an abundant life. He has so many wonderful things, not just in eternity for us. In fact, we can't even begin to imagine the glories of our existence in that future time. But right now, He has given us a joy unspeakable and full of glory. He's given us to be His children, that we will minister the Word of God. And not, this is not for ministry. This is not for those in leadership, those who are evangelists and pastors. But He wants to see signs and miracles and wonders accomplished through your life, where you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. He wants to see miracles unfold in your life. He's a God of the impossible. All we have to do is believe Him. And beloved, I've been sharing with you ways that we can see those dreams that God has given in your life and heart to be manifest. And so what I want to focus on as we begin the broadcast today is to see that your dreams realize is to have the mind of Christ. And having the mind of Christ implies using the basic functions of the mind that God has given us. Now, we have, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It is a mind that is healthy. It is a mind that meditates upon the promises of God, upon truth. Didn't I just share that was why Jesus came into the world, to bear witness to the truth? Well, those fears, those negativities, sickness and disease, those things that the enemy would bring your way, those are lies from the pit of hell. When Jesus came and suffered and died on the cross of Calvary, when he suffered those cruel lashes of the Roman whip to be placed on his back and body, we have a complete atonement. It's body, soul, and spirit. We were set free to experience the freedom of the sons of God. What a beautiful work that God has done. This is the new covenant that he has given us. And if healing and deliverance and provision was provided under the old covenant, beloved, this new covenant was based on even better promises. And we can be sure there is nothing that would be lacking in our lives. So before I feel the anointing of God on these broadcasts. He really wants you to get this, beloved. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's look at the function of our minds. There are two major functions of our human mind, and that is our memory and imagination. Of course, we do have logic and reason and things that enables us to function in our day-to-day lives. But in terms of experiencing the reality of those visions and dreams God has given us, we need to look at memory. And what is memory? It's basically photographs or files, if you will, pictures that come into our mind that are replays of the past, if you will. It's everything that has happened to us in the past. Now, from what I understand, our mind actually stores, just like a computer, stores all of those images. However, as we function in life, sometimes our memory is just selective. But nonetheless, it's a valuable tool in living the abundant life. And then the second capacity we have is that of imagination, which is a wonderful tool. Now, it also, if we do not harness it, if we do not cause it to be submitted to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, it can run amok. That imagination can be involved in all kinds of sinful, evil, violent things, as we see evidenced in the unsaved man. But our imagination is a godly tool for the child of God that can create and pre-play, if you will, pictures of things that you want to happen in the future. So our imagination can hurt or help. It can be constructive or it can be destructive. But dreams from God, our imagination, are those that bring blessings and miracles into our lives. However, that which is from the enemy will bring fear and unbelief and all manner of negative things that he wants to see accomplished in your life. He wants to see you bound in defeat. He wants to see you robbed of joy. He wants you to believe that nothing can ever change, that you are destined to a life of defeat and loss and hopelessness. Those are lies, beloved, and you need to renounce them in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Now, let's take some time looking at memory. Beloved, many need healing of memories. How do we know that we've been healed from the things of the past, those hurtful things, and they happen to all of us? I declare the enemy has ways of knowing those are that are specially, those vessels that are chosen of God. And he imposes upon us, he causes many terrible painful things to happen to us when we're just babies or when we're children and we're defenseless. We don't have the ability to choose. These are things just inflicted upon us. And then, of course, even as we mature, we have freedom of choice, and unfortunately we choose things that are not the best for us, or they're actually bad for us. But the Lord is our God who heals us. He's our shepherd who restores our soul. And we know that we are healed when we can recall the pain of the past, those negative things that happen, but we don't experience the emotional pain. I know you've experienced what I'm talking about. If you can think of something and there's still hurt that's connected, well, then you need healing. And beloved, many people, it seems, they just get locked into analyzing their past and living in the past, and they just never seem to get beyond the healing that God has provided. He does not want this to be years and years of experience where you are constantly dwelling in the past and saying, oh God, heal me. But He wants you to use your energy to create new roads, if you will, or pathways into your future, to make the path ahead of you, and rather than to just be focusing all the time looking backward, trying to repair the old ones. And you know what? We can look at a success story in the Word of God, because look at all the horrible things that happened to Joseph. He was in bondage. He went through so many things in Egypt, and I don't think I have to remind you of that. But when he finally saw his brothers again face to face, when he was the right-hand man of Pharaoh, he did not have the pain. He did not have the animosity. He forgave them. It was redemptive sorrow, if you will. He recognized his brothers, and he was able to declare to them what the enemy meant for harm, God was going to cause to work for their salvation and for their good. Praise God. So, beloved, don't let past sorrows or adversity paralyze your pursuit of God-given dreams. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I have so much to share with you. I really wanted to pray with you, but the time is not now, so maybe on tomorrow's broadcast we can pray. Thank you for joining me. I do invite you to tune in. If at any time you miss a broadcast, just go to unveilchrist.org and tune into the broadcast there. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.